And at 7:06 here this morning, we have mostly clear skies, sunshine, and 46 degrees, your current temperature here in the Nishna Valley. We look for sunny skies today at a high near 59. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. In the latest local news here this morning, the Red Oak Police Department reports an accident occurred in the 900 block of Broadway in Red Oak on Friday. A 1995 Chevy 1500 owned by James Leroy Benson of Red Oak was being operated by 16-year-old Mackenzie Lee Benson of Red Oak and was traveling southbound on Broadway. A 1993 Chevy S10 owned by James Jason Davis of Essex was being operated by 33-year-old Morja Jane England of Essex, who was also traveling southbound following Benson. According to the parties involved, Benson began to slow for traffic, either stopping for the light at Broadway and Corning Street or was slowing for traffic turning into Fairway. England said she looked down for a moment and upon looking back up saw that Benson had slowed or stopped. England attempted to brake but struck Benson's vehicle in the rear, causing approximately $1,500 damage. England's vehicle sustained approximately $2,000 damage. England was issued a citation for following too closely. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office and Red Oak Fire and Rescue assisted the Red Oak Police Department at the scene. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports an incident in the 100 block of East 2nd Street in Villisca on Friday night at approximately 9:29 p.m. that resulted in the arrest of a 21-year-old woman. Chelsea Lorraine Westerhausen of Villisca was arrested for simple domestic assault and was taken to the Montgomery County Jail. She was being held on no bond pending an appearance before a magistrate. A 59-year-old Southwest Iowa man was sentenced on Thursday to spend 6 months in prison for possessing child pornography following his imprisonment. Danny Joe Hummel of Essex must also serve 10 years of supervised release. Hummel pled guilty to the charge of possession of child pornography on February 15th of 2013. The charge was a result of an investigation conducted by law enforcement agencies who were advised by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children that an Essex resident was in possession of child pornography. And acting upon that, law enforcement officials located several computers in Hummel's residence upon which numerous images and videos containing child pornography were found. A Council Bluffs man was sentenced on Tuesday to 2.5 years in prison for being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. 32-year-old Jason Lee Garza received his sentence in U.S. District Court by Judge Stephanie M. Rose to 30 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. Garza pled guilty to the charge on February 8th of 2013. The charge was a result of an investigation conducted by the Council Bluffs Police Department after the officers heard gunshots being fired in the area of 1200 block of 6th Avenue and responded to that area on October 24th of 2012. Officers located several people who reported being shot at by Garza before he had fled the scene. A short time later, officers located Garza in a nearby residence and the firearm used by Garza was found hidden in a wall of the residence. The investigation was conducted by the Council Bluffs Police Department, Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a grizzled woman on Tuesday on drug charges. 45-year-old Lisa Marie Bruning was taken into custody on charges of possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Bruning was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on a $1,000 bond. Deputies in Cass County also arrested 69-year-old William Henry Scanlon of Messina on Tuesday on a charge of domestic abuse assault, simple. Scanlon was taken to the Cass County Jail where he pled not guilty before the magistrate the next day and was released on his own recognizance. And on Friday, 28-year-old Daniel Mayer Chevalier of Hancock was arrested in Cass County on a state of Iowa warrant for parole violation. Chevalier was taken to the Cass County Jail where he is being held without bond. Crews repairing a train derailment in central Iowa have reopened one of the two affected tracks. Union Pacific spokesman Mark Davis says the track was reopened at 11 a.m. yesterday and trains are operating on it. The other track was expected to open yesterday afternoon as well. Davis says an eastbound coal train on its way from Wyoming to Crescent, Illinois, derailed on Thursday morning into a westbound cargo train going from Chicago to Oakland, California. The impact derailed 13 of the 135 cars on the coal train and 22 of the 106 cars on the intermodal cargo train. Davis says a team is investigating what caused the derailment. The crash shut down a section of the company's mainline tracks near Grand Junction, about 60 miles northwest of Des Moines, and no injuries were reported. Also in other news, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says a Villisca man was sentenced on this week to a prison on child pornography-related charges. 23-year-old Scott Allen Gibbons of Villisca was sentenced on Tuesday to 14 years in prison for receipt of child pornography. Gibbons previously pled guilty on January 10th to the charge, and the charge against Gibbons was a result of an investigation conducted by law enforcement agencies in Iowa and Florida after a complaint by a Florida mother of an 11-year-old boy regarding inappropriate chats between the 11-year-old and an adult in Iowa. Investigation showed that Gibbons had established an online relationship with the 11-year-old using a chat room component of an online game. During the communication, Gibbons convinced the 11-year-old to send Gibbons a picture of himself constituting child pornography via text message. The child pornography was located on Gibbons' cell phone by law enforcement, along with similar pictures from unknown other males. And the investigation was conducted by the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office in Tampa, Florida, and the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Last year's drought, combined with the wettest April in Iowa in more than 140 years, is causing a significant washing out of fertilizer from farmland, and it's ending up in the rivers used by many cities for drinking water. The Des Moines Register reports that the Des Moines and Raccoon Rivers have reached record nitrate levels, forcing the city waterworks to switch on its $4 million nitrate removal equipment for the first time since 2007. The Environmental Protection Agency allows up to 10 milligrams per liter in drinking water. Untreated, the Raccoon River is running at 24 and the Des Moines River at 18. The problem is worse because drought-stunted crops absorbed less nitrogen fertilizer last fall, leaving it in the soil. This spring's heavy rain washed it then into the rivers. The chairman of Iowa State University's Department of Animal Science plans to retire after 10 years in the role. Maynard Hogberg says he will remain in his position until the university completes a search for his replacement. Iowa State announced his retirement in a news release on Friday. Hogberg grew up near Stanton in southwest Iowa's Montgomery County. He came to Iowa State in 2003 after working 27 years at Michigan State University. Hogberg earned his bachelor's, master's, and doctorate at Iowa State. A Des Moines attorney has been appointed to serve as an independent investigator to determine whether a state senator violated Senate rules by taking payment from a former Republican presidential candidate, Michelle Bachmann. Mark Weinhart has been appointed by the Iowa Supreme Court Chief Justice Mark Cady as independent special counsel. The Iowa State Senate Ethics Committee voted May 1st to seek a special investigator. Weinhart will determine whether Republican Senator Kent Sorensen of Milo was paid for a campaign work on behalf of Bachmann, a Minnesota congresswoman who campaigned for president between June 2011 and January of 2012. Two former Bachmann campaign staffers say Sorensen was indirectly paid $7,500 a month. Iowa Senate ethics rules bar paid employment with political campaigns, and Sorensen denies payment and says the investigation is a political witch hunt. Police in Red Oak report the arrest on Friday of 61-year-old Ginger Lee Urban of Red Oak. Urban was taken into custody at around 8:40 a.m. on warrants out of Pottawatomie County and Sarpy County, Nebraska, for shoplifting, theft in the third degree. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond, pending transport to the Pottawatomie County Jail. And that's a look at some of the latest news here for you this morning here on KJN. Now in your funeral announcements, Judy Sheriff, age 75, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Winterset Care Center North in Winterset. Celebration of Life Services for Judy Sheriff will be held today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Grace Marie King, age 90, of Hancock, died Saturday at Orchard Park in Denver, Colorado. Funeral services for Grace King will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Hancock United Methodist Church. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Mary Anderson Krieger, age 100, of Guthrie Center, died December 17th at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Mary Krieger will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Sally Larson, age 79, of Florida, died December 28th in Florida. Funeral services for Sally Larson will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. OD Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Sylvia Mary Gall, age 96, of Erling, died Tuesday at the Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial service for Sylvia Mary Gall will be held on Saturday at 1 p.m. in the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Lonnie Dale Olson, age 51, of Avoca, died Monday at his home. Graveside services for Lonnie Olson will be held Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Oak Hill Cemetery in Hancock. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Janice Marie Whalen, age 68, of Osceola, Missouri, and formerly of Avoca, died October 5th in Springfield, Missouri. Graveside services for Janice Whalen will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Monday in the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Coral G. Lindsay, age 97, of Adele, died Thursday at the Adele Acres in Adele. Funeral services for Coral Lindsay will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Elizabeth Agnes Rao, age 106, of Erling, died on Wednesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Elizabeth Rao will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Joan Marie Hackwell Knuder, age 69, of Pleasant Hope, Missouri, and formerly of Anita, died Thursday at the Mercy Hospital in Springfield, Missouri. Memorial services for Joan Knuder will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m., May 18th. That's the next Saturday in the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here this 7 o'clock hour here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.